Blog Talk Radio.
Don't mean nothing either, cause I'm sitting your last nigga at your peels. And leave you walking funny, cause your bag nigga. And either you a killer nigga or you ain't a killer. But most of y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga, cause God only made so many real niggas. And a real nigga, I shoot your ass in your face. And you with that chopper nigga, none but no way. And so in your pistol, you don't get no points for that.
I got some.
private. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. None of y'all niggas bust dick in the groove. With all them niggas round up, me don't need all them niggas round up. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. It's just me against y'all with fun. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking like Trick Dead Polo. Kidnapping, bitch stopping. Go home like ain't shit happen. Bad guy, really good guy. Step on my toes, yes, I'm a guy. I ain't like everybody else. I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. Don't care who you is, I'll fight that, nigga. I ain't gonna be fair. Like a bitch, I kick, bite, and pull hair. I don't give a fuck. Try everything for let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and tell me a nigga. I got a plane that'll tell me a nigga. Chicken with the chain, I don't feel no nigga. On the street, ain't no referee. Pick up something off the ground and split it to the right beat. Players unlike me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop.
Hey, what the big three, homie? I ain't gotta sag my pants, show my ass. I've been hood. Hey, JB, holla at him. Fuck boy, bad hate, swag hate approved.
Ah, shit. My goddamn throat is burning. Woo! Damn, I can't hardly talk, man. I want to welcome y'all to the show, but I just pulled a scandalous biatch move on myself. Check this out, y'all. It's your boy Kevin Smell So Good, man. Y'all live on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, man. This is Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You know, I already know what time it is. Hit me up, 347-237-5125, man. This is basically your day. Put anybody on blast to the world. And I mean the world. You can hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Any scandalous biatch shit happened to you, somebody hated on you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Somebody took your parking space, you know what I'm saying, and gave you the bird. I don't know. Somebody bought the last piece of chicken and shit. You know what I'm saying? You was extra hungry. The last bag of weed, and you had to wait 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? Any scandalous biatch shit is going down today live on the Shizzo. Let me give a quick shout-out to my peoples up in here all rudder. To the guests, what up, guests? You know what I'm saying? I guess you can hang out for a little motherfucking while, but, yeah. Big ups to Heavenly Angel Sinai. We're taking this thing all the way from Florida up to Washington State, that is. You know what I'm saying? All the way over here to the Netherlands. Shout out to all my peoples around the world, and I mean the world. But the problem was, I just woke up, right? Last night, I'm out here partying. Shouts out to my homeboy Tsunami and the whole crew. Yeah, they out there drinking gin. So, you know, lately I've been abstaining from drinking alcohol. I've been drinking beer, but not, you know what I'm saying, not that hard liquor. So, yeah, I thought, you know what I'm saying, everybody packing up. We all packing up. And I get up this morning, you know what I'm saying, I get to go to get out the car. It's a big old thing of chaser level, big thing of cranberry juice, you know what I'm saying? So I taste the cranberry, you know what I'm saying? I put it in the refrigerator. I didn't want to get hot. And I come back out. I just go to drink the cranberry. I take a nice gulp of it. I almost threw up my whole inside. The whole half a gallon of gin that they had left, yeah, they pre-mixed it. They poured the shit into the goddamn cranberry. Subsequently, yeah, I just took a whole gulp of cranberry juice and gin mixed together. Yeah. Like the song say, I'm about to get off shit. It'll kick in just a second. The goddamn gin will kick in just a second, boy. Shit. I'll be all right, though. I'll be all right. And that's what we do here, man. Scandalous Be Out Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Check me out, youtube.com, man. / DJ Smell So Good. I got some new clips I'm going to be putting up there, sharing with the chat room. And also check us out, man. TalkBox. TalkBox. TalkBox.com. Go sign up and get an account, man, so you can, you know, get on another experience. With us on the show, because pretty soon I'm going to be using the Talk Box and doing a Talk Box show, you know what I'm saying, where we can do live video shows similar to my live stream, but the live stream is a little bit more complicated to operate simply than the Talk Box, where I'm only looking for a few people, and live stream, you know what I'm saying, you can connect the world. So after this song, man, we'll get back to a little conversation. Tell y'all what I done quit doing right after these messages. Hey, it's your boy,
the whole spot lit up. I know your stomach hurt, don't try to fight it, go and spit up. Do I make you sick. Dropping all these hits. Regulating on you suckers, go take a seat. Yeah, I'm cool at Ole every time that I scissor. I can't cuss, but you can say I'm the. I got that body rock, I make the party hot. About to hit the billboard, got the game on lock. Poppin', but not with you, cause you a doo-doo head. Tell you get the step and then she gon' do a dance. I look at her, she look at me, and yeah, she know I'm stony. I pull up on the shawty, then she start shaking. Poppin'
in the club,
yeah, she be poppin'.
Poppin' in the club,
yeah, she be poppin'.
Poppin' in the club,
yeah, she be poppin'. Pumps and her hair back. She's super stacked, looking like she wanna bounce back. EDA girl, where you at? Get loose, go ahead, let me see you work that back. Don't be hating if I got your shawty shaking.
Yeah, man.
She real good, how she got it vibrating. No mistaking, man, I'm pulling shawty's near far. Sprinkle a little match, then I make them shake it off. What it is, what it do, yeah, you think you cool. Just hold the wall down while this shawty knock me down. Do it on the floor, like Usher, yeah, though. This shawty, she be popping in the party, keep on hopping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping.
She be popping in the club.
Yeah, she be popping. Drop it like it's hard. Shake it, shawty. Go shake it, shawty. Get low for me. Get low for me. Hey, little mama, why you standing on the wall? Come with BZ, I'ma show you how to ball. This shawty popping and she shaking on the floor. Then I'ma snatch her up and see if she can go. Let them haters hate and let them haters know.
I'm on it.
It's a BZ man and BZ about to blow.
I'm on it.
And it's the hottest track to ever hit the flow.
I'm on it.
I know my homie's hype, I know the shawty's low.
She be poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
She be poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
She be poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
She be poppin' in the club.
Yeah, she be poppin'.
She be stoning in the club.
Yeah, we be stoning.
She be stoning in the club.
All right. Everybody know April 20th, right? Is swiftly coming upon us. I'm throwing the biggest party down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, that most motherfuckers ever attended. You know what I'm saying? Do it each and every year. Lord bless me to do it. And this year, you know what I'm saying? Still blessed to do it. So that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? 420 kicks off officially April 20th. You know what I'm saying? It's the National Smokers Holiday. And today is April 10th. So after today, people, and I don't have my webcam turned on to show you, but I have my official last blunt rolled up from last night. And, yeah, this will be my official last blunt on this show. I will not be smoking any more marijuana until April 20th. I'm going on a 10-day fast of the Mary Jane in order to build my tolerance level back up at an all-time high. And I do mean high. Well, I can't even get high no more. So I'm quitting smoking for 10 days, people. You heard it here first till April 20th. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be the highest motherfucker up. And I do this every year, though. I don't be like it's a surprise, people. Every year I stop for the 10 days, you know what I'm saying, to clear myself out, you know what I'm saying, so I can be ripping and raring and roaring on April 20th, you know what I'm saying, because on National Smoke Day, you shouldn't be drinking, people. No alcohol, all right, fucking put the beer down, put the everything down. It is National Smokers Holiday, dedicated to nothing but smoke. So, That's why. Clearing myself out, making sure I'm ready. I have the biggest blunt you probably ever seen in your life. And, yeah, I'm going to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what we got to do. And, people listen, it ain't hard. You know what I'm saying? Smoking weed is not mandatory in your life. It is, just something to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't forget all you taxpayers out there. Taxes due April 15th. You only got a couple of days left to pay y'all taxes. You know how y'all need to pay y'all taxes. Oh, man. I pay the taxes every time I go in the store and buy a pack of bubble gum. God damn it. I ain't paying taxes on shit else. Oh, man. Got a little quick commercial for y'all, man, just to let you know. Yesterday's show was absolutely funny, man. I'd like to thank, Spaced Out Poet, for coming through and hanging out, man. It was an absolutely good time when he called in, hopefully called back. Did want to give him his chance to pick a poem, And that's what we do on this show. We promote, independent artists. No matter what you are, man, if you're in the entertainment industry, we will promote you, and get your music heard. So I'll play right now, man. It's a little spoken word. This is my homegirl, We Lit. It's going down real big. This is called The Media. Live right here, Record of the Game Radio. Let's get into it.
Diarrhea and vomit. get crack heels. Despite the fact my uncle here had been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high. Because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve. While the media dictates what we believe.
Every day, they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. I'm so tired of the double standards. When the real conspiracy is, it was done in line with white coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, you're added to a shit list for bad media, task force and coalition. Added to say no to drug campaigns when they pass out pamphlets. To symbolize bad, they build bones with top girls all over the package. The media, the media, the media, and
well,
the
you know what? This time I'll smoke that split. Because I refuse to be the media's bitch.
Whoop whoop!
Major surveillance.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend. If you're a single lady,
y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beans, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got your stuff in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own. I can give you what you want,
work that, work that.
Every weekend, yeah.
You're a
shit, man, that's hard work. I used to box when I was about 16. I was good in the gym, you know, hitting the heavy bag and shit. Bang, bang, bang. Cause the bag didn't move. But you start boxing, niggas, they be talking about. Say, hey, coach, what about this shit here? This motherfucker moving. And my coach always say, stick and move, stick and move. And I always box them niggas that look like they just killed their parents. You know them rough niggas, you know you could strike a match in the palm of their hand. Niggas that come out and be beating themselves up. Beat them up. I said, he don't give a fuck about me. He beating his own ass. You know he care less than a fuck about me out here. Right, and your coach say, stick and move, stick and move. And when you have your first boxing, you be scared of the motherfucker. Then you get one in, you pip. Huh? Ah, shit. Big. Hey. Hey,
clean chicken. And I left one out there too long one time. And I saw the nigga's eyes say, I'm gonna kill them ribs. And I saw this big ass fist come at me in slow motion. Ooh. I'm talking about way back from Georgia, some motherfucker. My body just said, oh shit. I said, pull your arm back. I was cool, yeah. I said, just pull your arm back, block the punch, and counter with your right. But my arm said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh. You ever have air leave your body? Air just said, fuck it. And the nigga saw I was in trouble. Nigga said, oh, you want some air? And I kept trying to fall, but my legs was in good shape. My legs said, why should we fall? Ain't nobody hit us. You gonna make us look bad cause you can't take our ass with us? You better stand your ass back up there. Nigga. I had one motherfucker whoop me so good, I thought he was playing Kunda. With my face. What is it? Come on. 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 Chucka, 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 chucka. We got to be in shape to box and jogging. Don't ever jog. Bad for your spine. We're on 6 hours. Young, you can do that. I can't run about a mile now, maybe. Because that old be fucking with your legs. Old be dumb. Say, nigga, what the fuck you doing out here? Man, old white man be on the track lapping your ass. Right? Come on, buddy. Keep it up. Keep it up. And Rashawn, who I run with sometimes, Rashawn say, like, run on your toes. Keep your mouth closed. I can't get no motherfucking hair now, nigga. You be trying to run with your mouth closed, and you get that pain inside. That pain be done my, hello. I'll be fucking with you the next hour or so. I serve no purpose other than to kill your ass. I'll be moving from side to side and down your groin and up your ass. When you drop dead, I will stop. And you be running and snot and shit and start easing out your nose. That's when the women come out, right?
Yeah, it's not hanging on your nose.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And ain't nowhere to put snot. This is it. And you can't wipe that shit on your sweatsuit, because it'll show off, man. Hello! See where the asshole put me, don't you? Yeah, that's right, I'm snot. You got to be in shape, though, because never can tell what will happen. Well, you'd be on the street, somebody could jump on you, your legs got to be in shape because you have to run. You can get stabbed and shit. Knives just make my heart go, help! I don't even be cool with knives. They just chill me. I just, help! It never gets to my mouth, though. It comes from my heart, go, help! And motherfuckers never stab you in real life. Like they do in the movies. You know, in the movies, they make it look like drama. When you see a motherfucker with a knife, run. Fuck all that shit you heard. Run. If you can. If you can't run, fly. But get the fuck out of the way. Knives make blood drip down your arm. And out of your heart. I'm not bullshit. In the movies, though, they make it look cool. Like cat pulls like, give you a chance to get your jacket off, wrap it around your arm. Come on, Buster. In real life, motherfuckers stab you awkward. You be trying to kick that shit out of the way, they cut all that loose. And if they get real mad at you, they stab the ambulance driver when he gets there.
leave the motherfucker alone.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church the Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You guys are on churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, yeah, this is not church. This is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, this is Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Man, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you, bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. And then go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving. And that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Stupid.
Yo, DJ smells so good. And DJ party time. It's Wrecking the Game Entertainment, y'all. Roll with it. Or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape. And I'm Key. Mr. Rudy, the usual. The Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus. Come on, bring your jacket, bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
That's right.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus. Come on, bring your jacket, bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
Yeah. Talking that, walking that, spinning hoes, cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. But I was keeping them both, thinking which one would like to take it down in the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved, so I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm given a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see a few that I pass. But if I'm faded, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut, staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth, you'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof. Who cares? Another sip when it's on me, having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
ho, go down. Ho, go down. Go down. Down on me. All my hoes go down on me. Get down. Ho, go down. Bitch, go down. And swallow all of
we
me.
We went up to the first club and they gave us no love.
Damn.
I was still drunk, there better be no cup. Cause I know shit is already paid for. We couldn't get in, so we went next door. Met the whole crowd of club that wasn't advertised. Off the stage, drunk and drinks, I was mesmerized. Watch my step, broken glass as I slide by. I seen the thing that I would do and that I might try.
But a lot of women I deal with are normally drunk.
Excuse me, bitch, I'm a hustler. I'm all about mines and I'm from the 510. I seen you stumbling on your way to the bathroom. I had to get at you, come back to my past you. Your friends are mad at you cause you've been with me all night. Buying me my drinks, would you think that it's alright? Yeah, I thought so, she was a hot hoe. I got so many,
yeah.
But this was a non, bro. Breaking up them trippers if we go to the motel. So don't tell, I won't tell, at least that don't go well. But oh well, what the hell, let's talk about sex. Start this off with a road, then go move to the next. Yeah. Go check out the MySpace, y'all. www.myspace.com/keys1.
All right, that's my homeboy Key One right there representing California. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Goofy Bo. You know what I'm saying? Representing California. And this is Regular Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? Saturdays, You know what I'm saying? Scandalous be out Saturday, that is. And, yeah, man, we got a couple of events coming up. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the official two-man army, man. It's a little group I'm promoting. You know what I'm saying? Young Ron, Young R. Doing their thing real big. You know what I'm saying? Got a tour about to pop off starting April 22nd. And, you know what I'm saying? After the tour, we're going to be going around Florida, a couple of little areas. And then after that, we're going to be trying to take off. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody got any positive contacts in clubs and or entertainment venues, we will be looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's time to get paid, trying to expand. You know what I'm saying? Get to some other states, get some performances going on, and that's the way you do what you do. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. So I'm going to play a little song. This is by the official two-man army, man, right here. You can check them out, www.theofficialtwomanarmy.com or www.myspace.com/2manarmy112. That's going down real big. This is called Creep With Me, man. Y'all go ahead and check this out. Coming right back at you. Starship Smelly Prize. This boy Captain Smell. So good. Be out there.
Your pussy, let me taste nice. Peace and drop and get a pussy spray poppin'. M-Tech, her all the way to the socket. Jumpin', shoot my cock to Boston. Rubbin' on the L, yeah, I'm all in between. Fuck that home, baby girl, just scream. Come a little close, I'ma come with your feet. Make it through the turn while you fuckin' in that twerk. Drop to the switch, now show me what it's worth. You want a real fast, and you want a real rough. 6 feet of death, me fuckin' like a truck.
Now we can shoot it all damn night. But they can't beat you in your thighs. No. Any position that you lie. Come on, baby, let's exercise.
Exercise, exercise.
You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on, baby, let's exercise. Now we can.
Yeah, y'all already know what time it is. Like, shout out to Carson Craven's coming up off of this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. And welcome to the Shizzo. This your boy, Camp Smells So Good up in the building, man. And let me share one of my scandalous biatch stories with you. And don't forget, man, if you want to share a story, call 347-237-5125. Again, that's 347-237-5125. Two country for you, then fuck it. Go to the show page and look it up, goddammit. It's what we do each and every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we got about 9 more minutes till we get into the nutty news of the weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Bring y'all the live news from around the world. And I mean the world. Just passed, what the hell, the holiday just passed. Damn, that fucking alcohol started to kick in. I took a fucking big swig of gin and juice unknowingly, people, and now it's starting to kick in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be smoking weed, can't find my damn lighter. What does that tell you, people? you're supposed to be quitting something, fucking quit it. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, can't fucking quit because I can't find my damn lighter. Fucking smoke my last blunt so I can quit. Yeah. What the fuck was it? The hell, try me. Because I got it on videotape. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, people. I got a press pass, right? You know what I'm saying? Me and I'm a member of the motherfucking press. I carry my shit around just like I carry my camera around. So, motherfucker get into a fight the other day in front of the club, right? Whooping. I mean, the nigga whooping his. And I ain't saying he whooping the bitch ass, but he shouldn't have been jumping on a woman like that. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? So, the shit went right down in front of me. You know, like, you know. So what I'm supposed to do is just watch the shit. Hell to the nah. Whip the camera out on that ass. You know what I'm saying? And I'm recording, you know, recording the whole little thing. Go down for about, you know, 5-6 minutes, whatever. And, you know, chick end up getting up. She done went and got a bat. About to hit the dude with the bat and all. Yeah, you know. Drama. You know what I'm saying? With somebody's baby mama. And, so the next day, you know what I'm saying? I recorded all this shit going down. Dude gonna come up to you, man, you know you my homeboy, man, you know you my homeboy. You can't put that shit out there, man. I say, put it out where? I said, nigga, I'm on YouTube. Fuck a YouTube. I say, shit, YouTube ain't paying me. I say, but I bet you when I put this shit on DVD, a bitch gonna give me my money. You know what I'm saying? All I got to mention is you beating up on old girl on that motherfucker. Ding, ding, let me get my money. You lost. I'm going to try to pull that old school, old, man, you know, I've known you since way back, man, nigga, you ain't know me as no motherfucking kids, I ain't your peer, what kind of shit is that, no, you grew up with my cousins and shit, you ain't grow up with me, I was always a spud, you know what I'm saying, just trying to come up and do what I do, and now I caught some real action, I say, man, let me tell you something, homie, I say, I got my own cousins on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, what you do outside the club, you were subjected to motherfucking record. So your ass ain't going to see it on YouTube. But your ass will see it on the DVD. Now, if somebody take it off the DVD and put it on YouTube, well, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big. Let me see what's up off in the private. And, yeah, man, so anytime people, you got your camera out, and like, I teach my whole neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, because there's so much police abuse around this motherfucker. I tell him, look, you need to carry you a motherfucking camera. You know what I'm saying? If you go to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good, scroll down to where, and see what happened to me on Easter weekend. You know what I'm saying? It's I believe I got it. Yeah, I do got it posted. It was what happened at Robles Park. You know what I'm saying? How the police police the people. I mean, these punk motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They walk behind the entire crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like at least 10, 15 cops. Walked behind the crowd with, and one of them had one of those paintball guns that shoot the rubber bullets. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, this is a kickball game, you know what I'm saying, for adults. But this is a kickball game with kids, grandma, grandparents, and all that around. They go down every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, they got biker fucking gangs and all this bullshit that they do at the Harley-Davidson center and shit, and you never see no police presence, you know what I'm saying, clearing them out or doing none of that fuck shit. So why the fuck on Easter Sunday you got your asses out in full force like it's about to be a riot? See what I'm saying? And that's what causes problems, you feel me? It ain't the people, it's the people that come around the people that causes problems. You know what I'm saying? So you come around with all your fucking weapons and all this shit, and we out here trying to have a peaceful day. Well, yeah, you got to see why we catching a fucking attitude. You know what I'm saying? But it's on YouTube. Check it out. I even got the police bumping into me and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got offended because I'm out there, you know what I'm saying, with my cam and shit, putting them on blast, talking shit like I do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like Stevie Wonder, I don't see the police. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Oh, I'm just chilling, doing my show, baby. You know. Let me get off into a quick sizzle, and we're going to get back into it. It's my homeboy Ashwell. I know y'all hear him in the background. You know what I'm saying? But this is one I'm playing for the hood, you know what I'm saying? Cause God love the hood. I love my hood. I love everybody around it. Get you a motherfucking video camera if you don't. Motherfucking slipping, you know what I'm saying? Ask Money Mark. You feel me? When they pulled their ass over, I still got that on video, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta put my hat down real low on this
one. Going down real big, you know.
Yeah.
This is my homeboy F1 Diamond out of Tennessee, man. Going down real big right here.
Yeah.
Going down. Cat smells so good in the building. Let's go.
I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? B. Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimps and players on the block. Deep doors, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug. Ain't never went to jail for selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way. And I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I want to tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care.
If the last should be first, that mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait, hold on, yeah. We said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the stars to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block. Yeah, 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. If you love the Lord, say yeah,
yeah.
God loves the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room. Yeah, they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love at. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood. Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And I couldn't said it better myself. It's going down, man. Welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go ahead and get into what we do here. At the top of the hour, you already know what time it is. And if you don't, go ahead and look at your watch, man, and check this out. Giving up a little assistance to Constant Cravens, man. Anybody got any info, hit me up, 347-237-5125, man, on cheap power chairs. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for some cheap power chairs. Preferably not from the goddamn scooter store. They rip off ass. Oh, we're talking about some little or no cost to you. But we're going to jack up your fucking your goddamn Medicaid rates and all that shit. Yeah, fuck hell. talking about. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. I say, it's this night. Time for another news. Right, it's time for another news of the day, brought to you apart by anothernewstoday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, what the happened, off-the-wall news, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you go check out www.anothernewstoday.com. And what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying, in just a second, I think I'll see a number for a power chair store. We're going to call us up a motherfucking power chair store and see if we can get some prices on some power chairs, you know what I'm saying? Because Regular Game Radio is dedicated to helping the world because the world is the community. You know what I'm saying? Without communication, there is no unity. So you help me, I help you, and that's how we all come up. You know what I'm saying? Trying to help yourself, man, ain't always the best way to go. You know what I'm saying? So I practice helping somebody else, man, and it helps me out. So that's what we're going to be doing in just a quick second. Let me... What the happened? We'll start a new session, you mother flipper. Yeah. And Mozilla Firefox. It's fucking up on me. All right, here we go. Hold on, people. Just give me one quick second. Let me get my porn music started. And, yeah, we'll get into it. Oh, well. I guess we were. Seems I've come back in constant cravings. Has left the chat room. Righty then. Yeah, I'm going to get my music started, people. All right. This is your nutty news of the day. News from all the way around the world. And I mean the world. All right. We're going to start this thing off in England, y'all. We over here in Bristol. Something like Crystal, you know what I'm saying, but it's Bristol. Bristol, English, we're too old for airline seats. Yeah, but not too old to fucking drive, huh? Yeah, imagine the fuck out of that. Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to keep it clean, people, because that's some fucking bullshit, you know what I'm saying? A retired British couple say they were banned from airplane seats with more leg room for which they paid extra. Because they were deemed too old to sit there. Yeah, Marion Webb, 77, and her husband, Derek, 79, paid an extra $150 on top of their $3,600 fare for a flight from Bristol, England, to Egypt on Thomson Airways. Damn, too old to fly? All right, old people, you already hear how they talking shit to you. All right. What the? I must have just read all into the goddamn. What the hell happened? Nash, man. I read most of all my damn news on the. Ain't this a. About a my bad. Okay, here we go. I'm in the wrong part of the country, people. It's what the weed, when you stop smoking, that's what it does to you, people. You get memory loss. Well, did anybody know that the airline is to charge for toilet visit on flight? Yeah. Traveler outrage grows with each new airline fee, and this week's air travel chatter has flyers wondering how many more ways the airlines can devise to nickel and dime passengers. Discount carrier Spirit Airlines announced that it would charge passengers for carry-on luggage stowed in overhead bins, which everybody else already does that anyways. I found that out. European low-cost airline Ryanair has generated buzz with an article in its in-flight magazine outlining a toilet fee on flights of an hour or less. Yeah, you got to pay to go to the shooter, people. You might want to hold it in on this flight. It could cost you. Fucked up. Cancun, Mexico. Survivor, producer, suspected in wife's death. Uh-oh. I ain't got my ominous music. My bad. There we go. I got to read that again, people. Survivor, producer, suspected in wife's death. And the, yeah, was that dramatic enough? You know? Hey, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Television producer for the hit CBS show, Survivor, is the main suspect in his wife's death after he reported her missing in the Mexican resort city of Cancun. Bruce Beresford Redmond, 42, was arrested after the body of his wife, Monica, was found in a sewer at the swanky Moon Palace Resort where the family was on vacation. Damn. That's some fucked up shit. I mean, it's still fucked up even to find, you know what I'm saying, to find your wife. I don't give a shit. Killed or not killed, you know what I'm saying? Somebody to find your people's just dead, like, oh, man, that's some sad shit, man. Wow. Let's get some Shelly K popping in. We're in Portland, Oregon, where the feds want to ride fish in barge downstream. Yeah, the federal government is asking a federal judge to let it stop spilling water over four Snake River dams this May and rely instead on barges to carry young salmon and steelhead downstream on their spring migration. The NOAA Fisheries Service proposal filed in U.S. District Court in Portland argues that the science shows this is the best course for fish in lower water years like this one. He just gonna transport some goddamn fish. You can't take fish off these natural course and shit. Some fish live, some fish die. What the fuck you talking about? All right, people, you fuck ass feds. Try to fuck your shit up. All right. Man, and we in Illinois where sleepwalkers, yeah, can kill when interrupted. Okay. Rosalind Cartwright has defended a host of violent characters, burglars, cat killers, and even murderers, some of whom still keep in touch each year with Christmas cards. Sleepwalkers can be violent, she said. The upper frontal lobe, the most evolved part of the brain where more teaching lives, is fast asleep. AKA, bitch, you need to open your third eye and get some stimulation going on. Wow. Did anybody know that? Because I didn't. And we're over in Chicago Heights, Illinois, Obama land, where a man gets in wreck. Yeah, and it's built for emergency response. Duh. They do that here. What the fuck? Nutter? Let me tell you something, people. It's $500 if the motherfucking ambulance come and pick your ass up. You will receive a bill in the mail after you have healed up and got the fuck out of the hospital. You're going to be looking for that in the mail. Yeah. If you get into a car accident and 911 is called, you may get billed for the emergency response. That's something totally different. Cash-strapped communities are sending out bills to cover the cost of fire trucks responding to crashes. At CBS 2, investigator Dave Sabinin reports, oftentimes it does not matter whether you caused the accident or are the victim. So, in other words, they're hitting you up with double jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? And it's basically probably going to be in big cities like New York. You know how they all California. Always try to fuck over people like that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. All right. Let's go on over here to Littleton, Colorado, and get some, we want in the background, let's go with Mama's Cry, get some more F1 Diamond, shout out to Tennessee, yeah, oh, 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 too loud for me, brother, come on, motherfucker, come on. Too loud, people, too loud for me. Can you imagine that? We're going to play that after this, though, because y'all need to hear that. That's a good song right there. Good positive song that we play right here, live, Regular Game Radio. Right now, you're in tune to the Nutty News of the Day. And my sister was sleepwalking. Don't dare wake her, or she would try to kill you. I learned the first time I tried. Wow. That is scary. But it is recognizable. So if you see a motherfucker sleepwalking, you know, leave that bitch alone. Tie his motherfucking hands together, then, you know what I'm saying, wake their ass up. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I got your hands tied up, bitch. All right. We're in Little Colorado, Littleton, Colorado, that is, where a judge is fired over teen arrest for overdue DVD. Yeah, right. A longtime Colorado judge has been fired after issuing an arrest warrant for a teenager over an overdue library DVD. Municipal Judge James Kimmel issued the warrant after 19-year-old Aaron Henson failed to show up in court over the overdue DVD, House of Flying Daggers. Police stopped the teen for speeding and held him for nearly 8 hours after discovering the warrant. Are you kidding me, man? Well, I guess you're not kidding me, because you got the first award of the day presented to the judge for issuing false goddamn bench warrant. Well, you know, a fucking bench warrant. You stupid ass.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Damn. I mean, if it ain't enough criminals, you know what I'm saying, in and out the goddamn, you know, courthouse and legal system, you know what I'm saying, without taking enough time with that dumb shit, is you fucking serious? Taxpayers' money, people. Taxpayers' money. Keep on paying those taxes. Yeah. Good old Florida. Home of the, fucking capital of the goddamn DUI world. You know what I'm saying? We got the most DUIs probably in the world. And I mean the world. Crazy motherfuckers. And this shows you why. A teen popped open can of malt liquor inside police car. Alrighty then. Yeah, and she's happy in her booking photo. Tasha Lee Cantrell was riding in a car when the driver was pulled over and arrested for DUI. Cantrell asked Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Deputy Mitchell Landis for a ride home to her Fort Walton Beach residence. As I looked at my in-car video, I observed Cantrell drinking out of an unknown can. Landis determined that Cantrell had popped open a can of Steel Reserve. Yeah, a malt liquor known for its high alcohol content. Yeah, people, if you voluntarily go to jail, yeah, you already know. Man, I mean, not that you want to post bail for the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You want to go and just get arrested and think you're going to be sitting in the same holding cell with his dumb ass. Y'all have got to be drunk. And,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Or go to jail while getting a ride home. Are you serious? I guess not, because it's haters everywhere I go. Let OBOB tell it, you know what I'm saying? It's in the background. It's keeping this thing moving, man. Wow. We're in Junia, Alaska. And I used to give you guys late-breaking news from ADN.com, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep up on Alaska, man, and what they're doing down there. They're doing a lot of crooked, crazy shit. Just like that old crazy bitch tried to build a goddamn bridge to fucking nowhere. Yeah, that's where her brain is at. Fucking paler. Were counterfeit $1 bills given as tips? Yeah, so I'd do it. The owner of an Alaskan bar said his employees discovered 13 counterfeit $1 bills in their tip jar. Jack Tripp, owner of the Viking Lounge in Junia, said employees discovered the fake bills in a tip jar located in a darker portion of the establishment after closing for the night, the Junia Empire reported. Bitch, a tip is a tip. You know what I'm saying? These one little $20. You know, I can see some little $20, $30 big, you know, big ass bills and shit. Dollars. Who counterfeits $1 bills? You know what I'm saying? I would, because they're least detectable. Yeah, bitches always want to mark a $20 bill. If I come in this motherfucker with $100, you know what I'm saying, and one, bitch, you going to take every single one of them. Or I'd take them anyway and be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, let me get a couple of 20s, man, for these ones, man. I got too many ones. Yeah. Going over here to North Korea. And we're going to wrap it up with North Korea. Where the North Korea leader sets world fashion trend. Yeah, imagine that. The trademark suit sported by North Korea leader Kim Jong. It is now in fashion worldwide thanks to its great... What? Thanks to his greatness. Pyongyang's official website said... Yeah, right. Yuri Minazakari, quoting an article in Communist Party newspaper Rodong Sinmun, said the modest-looking suits have gripped people's imagination and become a global vogue. The motherfucker is standing around in a goddamn aviator suit. He ain't no fucking aviator. He ain't flying shit. Flying y'all country into hell in a handbasket. Fuck yeah, man. And that will conclude the nutty news for the day, people. I gotta say, man, for all your nutty news and crazy motherfucking off the chain, go to nuttynewstoday.com. And read it there first. And like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And just give some quick shout outs to everybody tuning into that little rendition right there. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of guests up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Welcome up in her. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, Miss Ohio up in the building, a.k.a. Miss PC Boom. Servicing all your computer needs. You know what I'm saying? Don't that sound dirty? Servicing. I need servicing. And, of course, side night, you know what I'm saying? Our 12-hour competitor, who's 12 hours in different rants, and that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. And it's time to get into a couple more songs right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. And, yeah, fuck it, man. I like that song. Back in time. I want to go back to 85, goddamn. Every time I hear that Power Love or other song, yeah, I be wanting to go back in the future and shit. Like, damn, let me put my goddamn cuff my jeans up, put my old pack of cigarettes, my pack of Marlboros in my shirt, and roll them up on the side of my arm and shit. You remember I used to do that back in the day? I used to roll up the pack of cigarettes. You know, used to have a cigarette right there on their arm and shit. Cuff up their pants with their motherfucking Converse on and shit. Looking like a throwback out of a Grease movie or something. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's going down real big. So, we're going to get into one more sizzle right here. You know, I already know how I represent. This is music coming to you all the way from around the world. And I mean the world. So, get into a little F1 Diamond, because I told y'all, man, you know what I'm saying, this is how it goes down in the hood. But if you believe, you know what I'm saying, in a higher power, even you will prevail.
It's your boy F1 Diamond, yeah. And I am the pastor of
the track. The Scaleless Bitch, Saturdays, 347-237-5125, man, hit me up. You got a Scaleless Bitch story of the week. It's going down, man. Don't be scared.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kango hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old. Can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw the lady, hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he could come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave the lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can, she was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
All right, and shoot again, see, bit they. That means excuse me, you know what I'm saying? How the hell you try to motherfucking quit smoking and can't find a goddamn lighter? What the fuck is all that about? Play some German music while I'm talking German and all that. You know what I'm saying? Going now, this is the German beer drinking song. I know about this very well, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how, but I was there. Real quick. Yeah, man, I'm trying to stop smoking weed, people. Actually, I'm stop smoking weed today, you know what I'm saying? April 10th, I won't be smoking weed again until April 20th. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out to WDEP Radio. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Talk 64 up in this mofo flipper. And check them out tonight, you know what I'm saying? www.blogtalkradio.com/1075WDEP5. Goddamn, what the hell is that? A CB handle? Yeah, breaker 119. This is 1075WD. Goddamn, man. You need a longer, a shorter handle. Hurry up, man. Going down is WDEP Radio. You know what I'm saying? But you know what they do. And, you need some smoke music? Okay. And then go ahead and get they smoke on, everybody. They smoking toke on. I got some smoke music for you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to quit smoking weed, but I can't find my lighter just to fire up my last one to quit. You know what I'm saying? What the f*** is all that about? Wait a minute. What the hell am I playing in the background? That shit wasn't no goddamn German beer drinking music. I guess it was, but they don't give a fuck when they drinking, boy. They don't hear no music. They getting fucked up. And anybody know what I'm talking about? You ever been over to Germany, man? Yeah. Fuck a 64 ounce. Them motherfuckers serving your ass goddamn 84 ounce in one glass. You know what I'm saying? Like, drink this, bitch. God damn.
I think we should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
Hell, yeah, that came from. All right. Gotta make a quick call, people. Y'all hold on a second.
Hello,
a quick
I'd
call.
Like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah, so it's going down real big. Where's the link? What link? Oh, yeah, shouts out to the educated poet. Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, speaking of some motherfucking poetry, man, let me go ahead and throw something in y'all ear real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's my homeboy E. Mort up here, man. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of, I like that rapid fire. I like that Misunderstood. Fuck it, I like all of them. So, what I'm going to do is play this Who then, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm going to play that Misunderstood. Nah, I'm play. Fuck it. Well, yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm playing. There you go. Shit. Good thing, though, when you love all the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, the music, man. It's good music. This is Eric Moore right here. This is Who Live. Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. Record of Game Radio. You was in the building. Captain Smell so good.
To touch the minds and hearts of the fans with his art. Yo, who's been hooded from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time. He's winning minds of every village. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hated with phrase? Who writes like he's ending his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know it. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Wordsmith, your favorite poet, favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called them seeds in the booth so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for those. See, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to detect every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man if you heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made real people think their poems should rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic at the time and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
The
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Don't get it, do it. Don't get it, do it. Goddamn it. That's a fool right there. I'm going to play that in a second. DUI, do we? You know what I'm saying? Don't go out there drinking and driving this weekend. Like somebody is trying to tell me to do. You know what I'm saying? Not saying no heavenly angel names or anything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying no names or anything. But, yeah. Won't be hitting the cranberry, people. It's been spiked like the old high school punch. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days. I know some of you old folks up here don't remember high school, but I'm just saying. Some of y'all in high school were wearing blue ruffles and shit. Listening to the Starlights, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, fuck it, man. Let me go ahead and take y'all back. Take y'all back to y'all high school days. I wasn't going to do it. Fuck it. And take y'all back. Anybody want to go back? Yeah, I know you do, goddamn it. Take y'all ass back to high school. This is Huey Lewis, goddammit, in the motherfucking news. Yeah, if you wear blue ruffles, man, pull them out the closet, man. Put them on right now, because this is your song. Oh!
Office.
Oh,
Yes, I would like to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Who?
The president of your town.
The president?
Of, like, your town is Miss
Atlanta?
Oh,
the mayor?
Yeah, I'm having problems with, you know, is this like the colored people coming into town this week?
Yes.
Hey, you know, I want to do something, you know, where I can stop all of this right here. I'm not going to be able to transport my hogs or whatever. I'm trying to get some of my hogs sold, and the colored's going to have all the streets blocked off.
Okay. Would you like the traffic number?
No, I don't want to try. I want to talk to the president of Atlanta.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Huh?
Because, you know, I don't, you know, some of my best, I got a best friend that's black. You know, I'm not racist or nothing like that. But the colors, you know, they're like, you know, taking over for the whole couple of days or whatever. And I can't get none of my hogs and stuff taken care of. What are you going to do? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Aren't the colors coming to town this week, like the little young kids?
Yeah, the college students are.
Right, I don't want, like, none of these freaking colors coming to town. I want to get it stopped because it's not fair. When white people come to town, you know, we don't do all that crap.
All right, y'all have to call me motherfucking back, man. I ain't answering the phone right now. Let me give y'all a little info, man, little updates real quick. Hold on, let me get my music. Give me the crack a lagging real quick, alike. Oh, I ain't meeting up with y'all. Y'all better handle your goddamn business, goddamn it. I ain't with that bullshit. Oh, matter of fact, let me go ahead and just throw him in the background. Fuck it. Hey, you. Hey, yo. Oh, yeah, that's my new Q Harper rendition. Check this out, good peoples of the world. I mean of the world. Yeah, real, girl. You don't brush your teeth like you used to. Girl, your breath smelling like ass and ankles nowadays. La da da. Oh, my bad. All right, it's going down, y'all. Woman's Worth interviews independent recording artist Q Harper. That is real. Going down tonight, 8 p.m. Central Set Standard Time. Join the delicious, devastating divas, Platinum Queens West, and Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bow. For their first interview, as they welcome indie recording artist Q Harper, Mr. Woo Woo Woo, who I called his ass, goddamn, Mr. Woo Woo Woo, that motherfucker would sing his way on to a show. I ain't never had an artist sing his way on to the show. Hello, my name is Q Harper. Yeah. That's my dog, though, man. Yeah, Miss Q off of Detroit, Michigan. Special edition of A Woman's Worth will find out the real reason for the rave review this indie artist has received thus far, and what will the remainder of 2010 hold for him. So, man, I'm on the radio. I have to call you back. Damn, man, I hate when people do that shit, man. You know I'm on the motherfucking radio. All right, check this out. That's tomorrow, April 10th, 2010, 8 p.m. Excuse me. That got me all fucked up. That's today, goddammit. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Girl, you put that on there wrong. Supposed to be 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They got a new call-in number, 347-989-0564. And direct link, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/1075WEDEP5. God damn it. Look up Miss Computer Lady. I ain't going to say all that shit. But it's A Woman's Worth, you know what I'm saying, interview with Mr. Q Harper, Mr. Woo-Woo-Woo himself. Going down tonight, people. You know what I'm saying? And Q Harper has been everywhere, man. He was just on the Mother Knows show the other night. Make sure y'all go and check that out. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all be wondering how the hell I'm talking about, check some shit out. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. At the top, it says search. Duh. Put in a person's name. You know what I'm saying? And it'll pull that person's link up. And it's going now. What? So, yeah, big ups to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Miss AKA Miss Networker. Networker of the year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I sang a little bit too, people, if y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Q Harper took some singing lessons from me. One time back, you know what I'm saying, when we was like in stop lying like a motherfucker. let me give y'all a little update. Five things you may or may not know your cell phone can do. Spy on your ass. Automatically cut on. Report the police to your motherfucking current situation. But this is, I guess, some other things that they can do. For all the folks with cell phones, it should be printed out and kept in your car, purse, or wallet. Good info. There are a few things that can be done in times of grave emergency. Let's see. Your mobile phone can actually be a lifesaver or an emergency tool for survival. Check out the things you can do. Let's see here. Yeah, first, emergency. The emergency worldwide for mobile is 112. If you find yourself out of coverage area of your mobile network and there is an emergency, dial 112 and the mobile will search any existing network to establish the emergency number. Wow, didn't know that. Second, have you ever lost your keys in the car? Well, does your car have a remote keyless entry? This may come in handy someday. Good reason to own a cell phone. Because if you lock your keys in the car and the spare keys are at home, call someone at home on their cell phone. Someone at home on their cell phone from your cell phone. Hold your phone about a foot. And I seen this shit last night. I just watched a little special on that last night, so I guess that does work, people. He aimed his cell phone into it. He aimed his controller into his phone. I don't know what the hell. Somehow it seen some infrared signal to it. Then he held the phone up to the car, and the motherfucker opened up the car. Yeah. So, you know, MacGyver wasn't the first to be, you know what I'm saying, chewing up chewing gum, goddamn it, and doing some real shit with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you also got, what is it? What else we got? Third is a hidden battery power. Imagine your cell battery is very low. To activate, press the keys *3370#. Your cell phone will restart with this reserve, and the instrument will show a 50% increase in battery. This reserve will get charged when you charge. When you charge your battery, this reserve will get charged when you charge your cell phone the next time. And a fourth one is how to disable a stolen mobile phone, which is, you know what I'm saying, running rampant down here. I don't know why these motherfuckers steal a goddamn phone. But, hey, to check your mobile phone serial number, key in the following digits. *#06#, a 15-digit code will appear on the screen. This number is unique to your handset. Write it down and keep it somewhere safe. If your phone gets stolen, you can phone your service provider and give them this code. They will then be able to block your handset. So even if the thief changes the SIM card, your phone will be totally useless. But you ain't gonna get your motherfucking phone back. So what the fuck is the point? Yeah. And believe you me, they will take that shit to one of these phone places and get that damn code unlocked. So, I mean, yeah. And, no, I got even a better one, people. Free directory service for cell phones. I don't know who the hell's been paying for cell phone calls by 411, but cell phone companies are charging $1 to $1.75 or more for 411 calls when they don't have to. Most of us don't carry a telephone directly, but let me tell y'all something. What you do carry is 1-800-3411. Let me type that again. 1-800-3-411. Now, you spell out those digits. That's 1-800-3-3-3-4-1-1. There you go. And you can call that from any motherfucking cell phone, you know what I'm saying, and get free calls. Don't ever pay for no damn directory assistance. Yeah, there you go. All right, yeah. That, okay, we on the same page. We on the same page. I had to cuss a couple of my friends out. You know what I'm saying? They talking, man, let me use your phone, dog. I need to call 411 real quick. Bitch, if you don't call the free service and stop getting charged, 1-800-FREE-411, people. There you go. It's not what you know. It's about what you know. Some shit like that. You already know what the hell I'm saying. Shit. Trying to sound cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Let me beam somebody up in here real quick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't see you there. Hold on, caller. I see you. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Let me see. Let me walk on over here real quick. Excuse me, y'all. Let me put my shoes on. I have my space booties on. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you can only find them out here in space. I sell space booties for $19.95. Keep your feet warm. You know what I'm saying? While you off up in her, and I mean space. Yeah, so let me go ahead. Transport beam, man. Beam somebody up off up in her. You know that? Yeah. Here we go. Here we go, people. All right, 419, you was in the building. Hello? Hello? Get out of the way, boy. Stop leaving the goddamn guest alone. What kind of is that? Oh, what's up, Miss Computer Lady? Special friend. I will always smoke weed with you. Oh, that's my new song.
One in the town.
Did Michelle kill y'all?
Me, quiet time. Hey, Smelly, how are you, babe?
Oh, I thought you were Shelly K, girl. I ain't know who it is. Shelly K, little sister out here. Yeah, man, that's what Shelly M. Shelly C, you know what I'm saying? Shelly Computer Lady and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, God, nah, here's my little sister, Shelly C, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hold on down. So what's up? Shelly, you ready to get it? Woo, woo, woo! Okay, we woo, woo, woo! That's all Mr. Q Harvey gonna do. He gonna soon come on. I told Miss Sweet D Love, thinking I was a game and shit. I listen back to the show, show enough, soon as he come on. La da 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 da. It's you, Hopper. Woo 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 woo. Damn, we ain't got on the show yet, brother. Let us get on the show. Brother gonna sing his way onto the show. I know that nigga don't get tickets, boy. I know, officer. You don't wanna give me a ticket. Woo 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 woo.
You a man.
Wow, look at you, man. You be, women be like Mr. Officer and shit. They be reversing the role. Woo, woo, woo. Sang it, Q. Sang it. I got to ride a ticket to my motherfucking self.
Oh, goodness.
Well, if y'all missed the show, any show with Mr. Q Hop on it, man, y'all is missing some crazy shows. Yeah, that brother there, man, he is what we call off the meat rack. yeah, he's a very good entertainer, man. Shout out to Platinum Queens West, you know what I'm saying, up in here, you know what I'm saying, PQW.
Hey, my partner in crime. What's in up? California.
Yeah. What y'all call yourselves, the what again, the delicious,
the
devastated divas. Yeah, smoke four blunts and say that real fast, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not like you saying the devil. Delicious devils eating. Delicious devils eating. This nigga, what you just say?
Yes,
hey, delicious devils eating.
Yes, we are the Delicious Devastating Divas, and we are excited about tonight. Our special guest, Q Harper and Smelly, thank you for promoting it for us. We greatly appreciate it.
You know that. I'm a dog right now. I'm waiting on my damn new song, though. He done promised him a new song. I ain't got my new song yet.
Okay. Oh, don't worry. You'll get it. You'll get it.
Don't make
it. I heard it already. It is off the hook.
Don't make me go there. No, no, man. What's up with Miss Rita Shelby? How's she doing? I ain't heard from her.
I haven't either. Fine, I guess. Talk with the educator. He'll probably let you know.
Oh, okay. Mr. Talk. Who doing the interview?
Both Platinum Queens West and I are going to do it. I'm going to let her start off first.
Damn, that lucky son of a bitch. You lucky son of a bitch.
Now, Smelly, don't you dare talk about my partner's eyes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, Smelly, you know I'm going to get you. Don't you talk about my partner like that.
Lucky mofo. Shit, you getting that nigga doing an interview with two women, not one. He get two women and woo 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 too. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be like left, right, left, and do a woo 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 to you. Let me woo 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 to you. And I'm a woo 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 to everybody. That is my dog, man. That is my dog, Mr. Q off right there, boy. I talk that dude like we brothers or something. You know what I'm saying? I take him to any
y'all,
birthday
y'all,
party.
Y'all hear
me,
him,
you know.
Smelly talk Q how to think. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? I taught him how to, you know, how to woo, woo, woo. I didn't teach him how to sing. You know, I taught him how to woo. You know what I'm saying? That's
a difference. Not saying just woo. Okay.
Yeah,
there's
just
a difference
the woo,
between
woo, woo,
singing
part.
And woo.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
I taught him how to harmonize the woo, woo, woo. See, he was like, woo, 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 woo. So I had to, you know, just woo, woo, woo. You got to hold it. And I'm like, you got to hold it, Q. You know what I'm saying? He was in the hey, you. Hey, woo, woo. And I'm like, no, man. You can't do that. You know, it ain't the quiet time. You know, woo, woo, woo. No, brother, you got to be just straight on with it, you know. Woo, woo. From the diaphragm. You got to push it from the diaphragm. See, I had to put my hand on his stomach, right? Virtually, you know, I had to virtually put my hand on the stomach. You know, I felt uncomfortable when I was in music class and the motherfucker was touching my stomach. I was like, hey, teacher, what you doing? You know, teachers wasn't fucking back then, so I didn't even know them signals. You know what I'm saying? So shit.
Right.
You got the oh yeah, I'm, oh yeah, something getting hard, but it ain't my stomach. You know what I'm saying, teacher? Hey, you know.
Oh, good.
Anyway, congratulations on your show, though. Have a great time.
Thank you.
I know y'all going to do
you.
It real big, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Q Harbor, too, man, for showing a lot of love to the Blog Talk Network, you know what I'm saying? And that's real tremendous. Appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. All right, I'm all, what? Miss Black from
Iraq?
Yeah, that
little angel doing the countdown.
What the hell? You got Miss Black from Iraq up in this motherfucker, y'all. God damn.
He was mentioning Chelly K earlier, who he hasn't gotten over yet. See, Chelly K is special friends.
Yeah, that's special friends, baby. So, yeah, we got a duet coming out. It's, Chelly K featuring Smelly. She gonna let me do the way, 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 way back up singing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know. You gonna be, girl, I know you ain't in no Iraq no more. Welcome back from Iraq. Cuss me out. What kind of is that? How you get virtually cussed out? Girl, you know the number to the show. Scanners be odd Saturdays. You calling on the, you on the wrong day. You on the wrong day. You know I guess it in. You know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know. They're like, what the hell's wrong with Smelly? You know what I'm
you
saying?
You are a man. I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common.
Oh. All right, check this out. You got five minutos to the L show.
He's trying to say Cinco Minuto. That's what he's trying to say.
You know, fear. We got fear, minutes, and I guess that's German. Minutes.
Yeah.
Minutes. We got 4 minutes. Fear, minutes.
Well, I'm going to have to get going. I'll be catching you later, Smelly, and thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
No, motherfucker, hate me coming to their country, boy. Look at this fucking black man just chopping up our language. Fucking blasphemy. All right, let me beam up off of her. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady.
See y'all tonight. Bye-bye. Love y'all.
All right. Go on down. Let me beam her up off a perk. Get out of the way, Timmy. Get your punk ass out of the way, boy. Get on out of the way.
Bye, Timmy.
Get on, punk ass. Get on out of the way, boy. You don't get no love on this show. Get your ass out of the way. Some work done. Goddamn ship dirty and shit.
Bye, y'all.
Tim be up here licking on the goddamn space windows. Get your ass out the window, boy. Sorry, y'all. I got to take my space booties off and put my space boots on to get some ass kickings up in here. You know what I'm saying? Get some ass kickings up in here. This is where I bought my child from, so this is where I got Timmy from. So if anybody would like to make a purchase, hit me up at smellybtilive.com. And if y'all want to know what I'm talking about, check this shit out.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth?
No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble.
Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right. Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Hit me up. Ah, man. Hey, y'all motherfuckers ordering real dolls, goddammit. Shit. Fuck, you ain't gonna order a goddamn baby over the internet for shit. The hell kind of shit is that? All right, people, we only got 2 minutes left to the show. I'd like to thank everybody for riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship Smelly Prize. And each and every day, man, you know what I'm saying? The Lord allows to be up on this network. We are here doing it with no fear. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess I'll do the vice grip. We're going to get out here with some vice grip. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a crab in the barrel over the weekend, man. This is Scandalous Biatch Saturday. You already know, 347-237-5125. Each and every time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rain or shine. Make sure you tweet, twit, Facebook, whatever you got to do, man. Pass this show along. And that's how we do. Peace out, Miss Computer Lady, Heavenly Angel, Miss Black, back from Iraq, back up in the building, size 9, Talk, WDEP, y'all already know, man, much love to everybody, y'all hold it down, yeah. Q Harper's gonna be on Goofy Show Monday, y'all. Monday, you get another dose of Q Harper. He's going down. Down Goofy. Boom. Radio.
Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad mind. Scrubbing a barrel. Don't want me to survive. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad mind. Scrubbing a barrel. You take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man. One. It's not about politics.
all about the people in the community, all because of ignorance.